Facebook Live there. Wait a second. Gosh darn it. That's what's going on. Now we're having a good time, fuckers.
I mean, Jesus was a white man too, but you know, it's like, he was a historical figure. I mean, that's a verifiable fact, as is Santa. I just want the kids watching to know that. Yes. But my point is, how do you just revise it, you know, in the middle of the legacy of the story and change Santa from white to black?
Christians out of the military. And we played the soundbite yesterday from Robert Oscar Lopez saying, look, what the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell has done is it's opened the door for these hyper-masculine homosexuals to come into the military, very similar to the kind of masculine ideal of the warrior in Greek culture, and they were homosexuals, those that were, the masculine ideal in Greek was the Greek warrior. He was a homosexual. They would often have young boys as their homosexual lovers, and you would have these homosexual couples that would fight together, the 300 at Sparta. That movie was made about them. They were 150 pairs of homosexual lovers. So there's a military tradition that's connected to homosexuality, and it's also connected to fascism.
This show is fucked up. Father Teresa's Wine Cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
Boy, just be yourself. If people don't like you, if you're being yourself, fuck them! Let me tell you something. I used to go with a girl when I was about your age. I try to please her peppy all the time, without my way to please her peppy. I come in one day, I said, nice weather we have. I said, you can't say that. You can't say that, it might rain. I said, nice tie you got on. I said, you can't say that. My wife tried to choke me with it. Point I'm trying to tell you, son, is be yourself. People don't like how you be yourself, fuck them. Fuck them up against the wall, wear handcuffs on, and crazy through all this. That's all you do.
Words to live by.
Live by them, son.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the club now, Uncle Vester, and just go.
You go on and enjoy yourself, boy.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
Trigger warning and whatnot. All right, live in the Wine Cellar Podcast Friends Group. And, YouTube video recording, podcast audio recording. Let's get right down to the funky stuff. You motherfuckers hitting up PayPal, Patreon, holding it the fuck down. Thank you. Like I said in the morning wine cellar, like one person just straight up paid the gas bill. Blam. Done. Like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, because like shit, that's what's dope about it. That's what makes it like a job. It doesn't make the podcast feed on itself. That's what it was doing when I was getting like $50 a month. That was just enough to say, look, there can still be a podcast. Now it's like, oh, look, I can get bread and milk and cheese and eggs.
Yes. Thank you. And pens, because we need pens in here.
Pens.
Yes.
And decibel checks.
And decibel checks are good. Decibel checks are good.
You're coming in weak, Chief.
Oh, well, what did you do to my microphone then? Huh? You broke it?
You still coming in weak?
I don't know, maybe. Am I?
No.
Okay, right?
All right. Good money, good money. All right, just get right down to the shit.
Yeah, White on White Wednesday. Enjoy the absurdity.
All right. Ah, man. White dudes look so normal, they look weird. Fucking... Like, that should look like just a regular fucking guy. Whoop-de-doop-de-doo. I'm riding my longboard. Or whatever the fuck it is they do these days. But nah. It looks creepy. We gotta link this in the web post so people can see this fucker's fucking face. The Gainesville Sun. I don't think I've ever seen this outlet before.
Really?
Nah, I don't think I've ever seen this one. The Gainesville Sun. Gainesville.com. Damn, they got that website. Shit. Like, they got it before the fucking, like, the city
before
council.
The city got it?
Yeah. God damn. So, it's probably not a new website. So, it's a 26-year-old individual. And he's probably a football fan of sorts. His name is Parker Lee Prince.
Wow.
And he's suspected of grand theft and criminal mischief. Suspected. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was arrested Sunday morning after the police fellers said he took a joyride on the University of Florida Athletic Association's owned all-terrain cart used to transport injured football players off the Steve Spurrier Field. Why are you taking the injured football player's cart?
Because they got to walk it off.
Yeah, that's right. Toughen up. make your masculinity is not toxic enough. Walk it off, fuckface. And this was at 2:30 in the a.m. Because what else you gonna do at 2:30 a.m. in Florida?
Play with alligators, according to last week's story.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Swim with them. Running with the bulls. Swimming with the gators. Hey, white people, you want to do jumping off the cliffs? Just more games for you to play.
They do. It's called bungee jumping.
People from your church want to hear this. It's called bungee jumping.
Yes.
I was watching one of those Faces of Death videos, and it was not bungee jumping.
It was bungee jumping gone wrong.
It was Facey Splaxy.
Yeah,
it was not bungee jumping. Those Faces of Death joints are fucking cold, man. But that white dude bungee jumping, that I rewinded that several times.
Of course you did.
That fucking, the external high drive, I had that saved on burned. Oot. But them shits be on YouTube and shit, though.
Yeah.
Alright, so, and this is a $10,000 cart, and Mr. Prince found it parked outside the south end zone of Ben Hill Griffin Stadium.
Wait, $10,000 golf cart? That's how much my car cost.
Yeah, but this one is for injured college football players.
What?
Our academic slaves need to be taken to get their ankles fixed so they can make the coach another quarter mil. So he did that shit, and nearly 4 hours later, that would be 6:30 a.m., sun's coming up, it's Florida, fuck it. 4 hours later, the police fellers found Mr. Parker at a Circle K gas station.
Of course it was a Circle K. Well, it could have been a Wawa, I guess.
Could have. Could have, should have, would have, but did not. And that was where he had driven the cart about 2.7 miles southwest of 35th Place. During the ride, Mr. Parker damaged the cart's fender, which cost an estimated $1,000 in damage.
Wow.
It's a real fancy fucking cart. I'll throw them niggas in a wheelbarrow. Just pay me the same amount that you pay for the cart. He was charged with criminal mischief and grand theft with property damage. Mr. Parker was booked into Alachua, kill him and name shit after him, county jail. He was at his first court appearance Monday morning.
Well, that's fun and wholesome, Florida man.
Damn right it is. It's fucking is. It's... You know what the hell it is.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
Oh, my shadow! Oh, just for a second, I thought that was the big fat black ghost!
You really put Paradise PD clips in the soundboard?
Paradise PD, only that one so far. Wow. I didn't put the Louis C.K. one yet. Oh man, the Louis C.K. is good, good, good. What? Really?
What?
Oh, man. Whoa! Adults that still have pimples, man. It's a hard life. Alright, this is on a... This is an ABC affiliate station. KXXV.com. Where are we going here? Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana. Fuck it. It's not Florida. It's the South.
It often is.
So this white woman got herself arrested. Aw, man. That's all she did. Let's take a look here. So she was arrested on Friday after she threatened to burn down her apartment complex. Mm-hmm. People don't really... All right. October 16th.
I appreciate that this soundtrack came on as you're reading the story.
Why? What?
Because... A lot of it is filmed in New Orleans?
I don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
Okay.
You're just making up stuff.
It's a chance to do good for us boys in the hood. Just call us NWA, Neighbors with Appetizers.
They will get up every day, they will kill somebody and go have some chicken at KFC.
All right. Everybody's having a good... Yeah, I put some Wine Cellar Classics in there.
Yes.
Folks that may have been tuned in for like 4 years or so might remember that shit.
Wasn't that part of a show opener too?
It was a bumper. Because I had one specific bumper that I would play after every opening story. After the first story, I'd play a bumper that started with the Hit Me Baby One More Time instrumental. Mm-hmm. And it had a couple of those clips in it.
Mm.
Yeah. Very, very structured. This is back on October 16th. The authorities began investigating a report that Briannon Mellor... The Mueller investigation is QAnon for liberals. Briannon Mellor sent a tweet on her account saying she was going to burn down the apartment complex if a power outage wasn't fixed before she returned home. That's going to make it worse.
Briannon. Yeah, that is going to make it worse. You should probably not do that.
And you're not, like... I don't know where you are as far as class privilege, but if you live in an apartment complex in Louisiana where the power's just out, I doubt you can just get another place quickly after you set this one on fire.
Which, like, do you even have renter's insurance?
And do you have stuff in your apartment? How did you think this through? Are you gonna get your shit out first? All right, fuck it, Brianna.
All this cutting off your nose to spite your face.
They call it the superior race. The authorities investigated the tweet, confirming it came from her Twitter account. And it was visible to the public by the time investigators found it. During her interview with investigators, Mellor reportedly told authorities she did send the tweet. Oops. Okay. She told him she did send the tweet and that she was not serious about following through with the threat. Mellor was booked into the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison Friday and is charged with terrorizing and communication of false information. No. Yeah, I might have to.
Microphone.
Yeah, you might have to be hosting.
Uh-oh.
Yep, get in there.
All right. So, yeah, she's trying to set her building on fire. What else are white people doing today? Because it is White on White Crime Wednesday. Let's see. We have... we'll save the Dutch one for later. Do we want Florida, or Florida? Or Cleveland? Huh? Florida? Good. Florida it is. All right.
Cleveland.
Oh, you want Cleveland?
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Cleveland Brown.
Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland rocks. I remember the Drew Carey show. Boy leads police on car chase after stealing mom's SUV. Eh?
That's... What?
Eh?
Was he smoking with cigarettes?
Maybe. An 11-year-old boy in Cleveland is facing charges after taking police on a high-speed chase Sunday night after his mother took away his PlayStation. The boy whose name... The boy whose name was not released by police stole his mother's 2013 Dodge Durango around 10:45 p.m. Sunday after they got into an argument that led to her taking away the PlayStation, according to Cleveland.com. She went to bed after the argument only to be awakened by a phone call from the boy's father, who said their son was driving the SUV. The boy drove recklessly, reaching speeds above 70 miles per hour until he crashed the SUV into a parked truck.
Fuck.
He was taken to a local hospital where he was treated for minor injuries.
Ma'am.
This is the second time in 13 months the boy has taken the family's car out for an illegal joyride, according to Cleveland.com.
Oh.
What he does.
What year is this from?
This from this year.
Shit. And I see that picture your goofy ass put on the website for this post. Doing silly shit.
I was having fun. It's a fun picture.
And that could take me back to Spanaway. I'm just going to say people's real names. Fuck it. Tyson Knight. That I knew in Spanaway, Washington State. In the neighborhood Sunnydale. We went to the same elementary school. And Yeah, he was the same one where, like, his father said he was going to work extra hours on his day off, and we're watching the news, and they're evacuating the, like, the only strip club in town, and the fucking news camera catches him walking out while they're evacuating.
Ooh.
And then Tyson Knight also, he did the same thing. He just took his parents' car, but 12 years old, and was just riding. But, like, riding good.
That's, like, I couldn't drive when I was 12.
He was on the fucking highway freeway.
I could not do that when I was 12.
Yeah, his ass was all the way in fucking Tacoma.
Damn.
Like, and people know, like, a 12-year-old driving from Sunnydale, I say people know, Washington State people know, a 12-year-old driving from Sunnydale in Spanaway up, because you don't just get on the freeway. You have to go up 176th Street. We have to get up Pacific Avenue to where Parkland is, and then get on the highway freeway entrance, and then get on the freeway up to Tacoma. Yeah, yeah. Before the police fellas stopped him, and they were like, "You look a little young, buddy, because you're white and you look like you're under 40, therefore very young."
Very young. So, in October of last year, he led troopers on a 50-mile chase on an interstate before being apprehended. He was charged with a felony in juvenile court, but a judge ruled he was incompetent to stand trial and charges were dismissed. He is now currently in the Cuyahoga County Juvenile Detention Center, where he faces possible felony charges again, according to Yahoo.
Whose slacker ass is leaving the car keys available?
Nigga.
Put them in your fucking pocket.
Nigga.
And the extra ones in your fucking pocket.
Put a fucking lock on the garage.
But if I lock the garage, how am I gonna get in?
It's like, I feel quite confident we covered this last year when he stole a car.
That's why it sounds so damn familiar.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the same. Like, I would bet money it's the same fucking kid.
And you said Cleveland.
Yep.
Yeah, my brain is screaming, Ohio, Ohio.
Yeah, I'm quite confident it's the same fucking kid. Like, he's an update and we didn't even know.
Yeah, well, the kid needs to learn something, though.
I mean, yeah. Jesus, it was a white man, too. But, you know, it's like... he was a historical figure. I mean, that's a verifiable fact, as is Santa. I just want the kids watching to know that.
Yes.
But my point is, how do you just revise it, you know, in the middle of the legacy of the story and change Santa from white to black?
He started off black.
Wrong. Turkish.
Have you seen paintings of the guy?
Dark Turks exist.
Oh, okay.
Darker than Cenk Unger.
Wow.
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Wow.
Jews.
What? Mississippi or Florida?
Oh, fucking Christ. Mississippi. Hell yeah.
Mississippi.
Oh, shit. What white woman shot somebody?
It's actually a white man's story.
That's all right. Who did he shoot?
He didn't shoot anybody.
What was he high on?
He was, probably meth. Probably meth. Gulfport, Mississippi.
Yeah.
A man has been arrested after he drove his pickup truck into a courthouse.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Are you steering? What are you doing? Are you even trying to do a thing?
No, you're not trying to do a thing. Your decibels got fucked up.
Yeah, they did. All right.
Yes. So, he was arrested after he drove his pickup truck into a courthouse in Mississippi. News outlets reported that the Gulfport Police Department said in a news release, 28-year-old Keith Cavalier, he is indeed Cavalier.
Oh, gee, he's a maverick.
He's a maverick. He is quite Cavalier when he drives. 28-year-old Cavalier told officers he, quote, intentionally crashed into the Harrison County Courthouse.
Was he saying that because he doesn't want to admit to a mistake? That seems very man to just be like, did it on purpose. I crashed my truck into a courthouse. For Jesus.
Actually, it was because he wanted to alert officers to let them know his drug paraphernalia had been stolen.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Maybe it was on purpose. It was.
What he said. He told officers he intentionally crashed into the Harrison County Courthouse early Saturday because it was the best way to let them know his drug paraphernalia had been stolen.
by yourself?
And on a Saturday.
Taking it from your left hand to your right hand does not make it stolen. Just because you're like, oh, look, the left stole from the right again is what you thought. No, that's not what happened.
And also, like, is the courthouse even fucking open on Saturday? I've never been to a courthouse on a Saturday.
I don't do court stuff.
I've never been there on a Saturday.
Yeah. I don't do court things.
You went to a courthouse once with me.
Yep. That was pretty much the beginning and end of my courtship. That's a play on words. Dad jokes for the win.
Wow. According to police, no one was hurt. Cavalier has been charged with driving under the influence and malicious mischief because of damage to the building. After climbing out of the truck, video surveillance shows that the suspect talks briefly with someone who appears to happen by and then walks away from view. The video shows the truck hit the window at 5:42 a.m.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Who
the fuck is in the courthouse at 5:42 a.m.?
People that steal drugs from themselves. The good stuff. All right? This ain't that fucking tartar sauce, nigga. This is fucking spicy mayonnaise.
Yes.
That he's about.
Cavalier was jailed the same morning on a $25,000 bond and remains behind bars, the county docket shows. It is not yet known if he has an attorney. Yes.
And we recognize mercenaries trying to pimp us out like that little bitch Eminem and his little wannabe thug pansies behind him who aren't real men who wouldn't take on the globalists like Donald Trump or anybody else.
How do you feel? I feel amazing. Is this how men feel?
All the time. Even the ugly ones.
All right.
Yeah.
White on white crime. White on white Wednesday. What the fuck? Let me see if my microphone can handle another one.
Okay.
Come on, microphone. What you want to do? All right. I'm going to Florida.
Oh, put what? That one on our website, by the way.
That one? Oh, yeah. I link. Oh, okay. I got the link from you. Oh.
This I didn't know looks. You clicked that.
Now, do not accuse me of thinking all white women look alike, but I think I've seen this face before.
You think all white women look alike? Shut up.
Has she, ma'am?
Sir.
Has she been arrested before? I bet arrested before is somewhere in this story.
It's not.
Ah, well, good thing I didn't make any specific bet. Florida woman.
Just, meanwhile, in Florida.
Getting up in the morning and doing stuff. Curing boredom, if you will. Alright, so, who wrote this? A Florida woman found herself in hot water. Okay. After allegedly, stealing a live lobster from a Red Lobster restaurant. And later blaming the theft on being blacked out drunk. And they put that in quotes because she put blacked out as opposed to blackout drunk.
But also, if you're blacked out or blacking out, aren't you not awake? Isn't that like what blackout is?
Oh, what she's saying is she was acting like a nigger. Because that thing is, right, when you're... listen here, Miss May.
Yes.
When you're blackout drunk, that's just like, oh, I don't remember what happened. It's like sleepwalking, but, you know, you're more interesting. But when you're blacked out drunk, that's mean you were drinking nigger drinks. You had all kinds of Hennessy's, Crown Royals.
Cavassier.
Yep, Kurt Vassanese.
Have you been peeping the Crown Royal commercials? They got very melanated of late.
I haven't seen commercials. You watch television.
And they come on YouTube for ads.
Oh.
Every single one has black people in them.
Wait, but haven't you been searching gangster rap instrumentals?
It was in between, not gangster rap. It was in between a Melanie Martinez and a Halsey.
Yeah, they're doing that based on what you normally play. Oh, horseshoe gang ass. Phoenix Cleaver just plays a lot of fucking, like, boom bap, like, West Coast, West Coast backpacker rap and searches gangster rap instrumentals. I know because I got the notification in my pocket while I'm trying to do my shift. West Coast funk instrumental and shit. Sent text message to me. Hey, I'm trying to make this machine work.
Can't fucking verify that. That cannot be verified. That is fake news.
We live in receipt culture.
Excuse me, if he puts up any screenshots, they're going to be edited in fast motion or something. Yeah, fast motion, because that's what the White House does.
Donald Trump said it's okay.
Donald Trump said it's
okay. Fucking motherfuckers.
What the fucking Acosta video, fucking Kellyanne Conway's goofy ass is like, we just sped it up, we didn't edit it. And you know, that's what they do with sports. I'm like, okay, first of all, speeding it up is editing it. Secondly, no the fuck they don't speed it up.
Speed it up in sports. You know, so the ref can get a better look. Speed it up. You know, the ref, his eyes are too fast for this one.
Fucking Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, he's got those Jet Li eyes, you know? You gotta fucking speed it up for him.
Fuck, you know. Well, I mean, maybe we should also speed up the Bowling Green Massacre. That's why nobody knew what happened. It was sped up.
And there actually was a Bowling Green something or other. It just wasn't what the McPublicans were talking about. Alright, so this continues forward. Now that we know she was blacked out drunk.
Yes.
According to the arrest affidavit, Kimberly Gable, a 42-year-old individual, allegedly, snatched a live lobster straight out of the tank at the St. Petersburg Red Lobster location because she wanted to return the crustacean to the sea. The affidavit...
I can't even see your voice, but your voice is making... I can't see your face, but your voice is making a face.
Yeah.
Like you have tone as you're reading this.
To return it to sea. How are you so aware of your intentions when you're blacked out drunk?
It doesn't have to make sense. She's a white woman.
You know what? That's why she looks familiar. Because she looks like fucking Liz from that prison show
in Australia. Wentworth!
Yes! She looks like Liz Birdsworth from Wentworth.
By the way, Theo keeps randomly messaging me. He's like, what happens next about Wentworth? Because like he's watching Wentworth and his wife are like binging it now. Best show ever! Welcome.
Wentworth is a motherfucker, man.
Good.
Wentworth will have you looking at Orange Is the New Black like it's a fucking bounce house.
What the fuck is this shit? Fucking Wentworth is wild.
Alright, this story continues for some reason, so let's bring them out. The affidavit obtained by a news outlet called The Smoking Gun says that Ms. Gable was, quote, causing a scene at the eatery. Penny Loco just tuned in. We're doing a white-on-white crime Wednesday. We're having a good time. People are stealing lobsters to return them to sea. And so this affidavit by the Smoking Gun says she was causing a scene at the eatery, and the manager asked her to leave for, quote, disturbing other customers. If you're stealing, you're not a customer. You're a stealing stealer that steals. Penny Loco said, okay, but real talk, why can't we make a Zimmerman calendar?
Oh.
Like, actually make it,
like,
huh?
Actually, we can, yeah. Just gotta get all those mugshots.
Yeah, and then I guess do a GoFundMe, because we gotta get glossy paper and shit and print it mm-hmm. and make copies and then sell the fother muckers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Penny Loco said, his mugshots are public domain, right? Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's because it's their police business. Mm-hmm. And even if the police were like, we're going to seal these files, we can use a Freedom of Information Act request
right.
and make them public. Yay for knowing stuff about things. Fucking.
Oh, yeah, for the win.
Back to white on white crime in the wine cellar. What the fuck? According to the affidavit, the woman reached into the tank, pulled out the live lobster, and ran out of the restaurant. The law enforcement officials...
Notice, blacked out drunk, but notice she ran out of the restaurant.
Yeah. Again, remember, we said blacked.
Negroes do like to run. Fast twitch muscle, people. Fast twitch muscle.
Okay, her hair's kind of curly. I bet it wasn't like that before she started drinking them negro drinks. Law enforcement officials responded to the scene, and a sheriff's deputy apprehended Ms. Gable, who was slurring her words and smelled like booze. Ms. Gable, however, loudly insisted that she did not care because she did not do anything wrong. End quote.
Yeah.
That's like the drunk white woman that, while I was on my vacation, I said, I want to do good things to my body. So I went to McDonald's in the morning, and there was a fucking, I think of one of the, one of my favorite classic drunk types of white woman who is very insistent on not getting help, but keeps fucking up what she's doing and saying, I'm sorry. Like, just kept knocking shit down. Ooh, I'm sorry. I got it. No, don't worry about me. I'm sorry. I got it. Don't worry about me. And then she fell. But she didn't spill her food or her drink. Classic.
Nice.
Skilled drunk white woman. She fucked up the rug and shit, but she got up and got back in her car with her kids in it and drove on.
Ooh.
Hey.
Well.
I live in Elgin now, baby.
Okay.
All right. Upon her arrest, the woman continued cursing, stating that she did not know what she did with the lobster, end quote, because she was blacked out drunk. So you're literally saying I'm blacked out drunk after running with something that you stole.
My nigga. But also, it was a lobster. What? So it was alive.
And so it's like wiggling in your hands?
Yes.
Ew, I don't like that.
And it's wet. Ooh. Because you had to pull it out of the tank.
And it's got those little funky fingers and legs and ew. Ew, that's like when I see shrimp alive and I'm like, ooh, why do I eat that? It's really good with my lettuce.
Yeah, it tastes good this way.
And it's a good protein.
It is low in fat.
It's lean.
Yeah.
Final sentence. Ms. Gable was then booked into the county jail for disorderly intoxication and was released on $100 bond. $100! And then, okay, actual last sentence. The lobster is still missing. And fuck, my microphone keeps going out. That is that bullshite and a half. My microphone keeps going out. Uh-oh. I'm gonna have to check this one. I might just download the Facebook and make that the MP3 I upload for the podcast.
Yeah.
Because my shit keeps going out. Gonna have to fucking replace this microphone cord this weekend.
Yep.
From the Wine Cellar Media Fund.
Yes.
Thank you, motherfuckers. what the hell?
Oh, do you want to do the service dog one?
Service dog?
I think it's at the... Oh, you know what? I bet you I forgot to put it in the show notes.
You forgot to put it in the show notes?
I think I put the lobster one in twice.
Oh, you did?
I think I did, yeah.
Oh.
But it was the one underneath. If you go to our website, we have tags for things. Under Meanwhile in Florida, we have a story about a service dog. Because Florida's where it all happens.
I'll see what Penny Loco's saying while you pull that up. Doop-a-doop-doop-doop-doop. Penny Loco in the archive chat space in the group said, I'd have to be in a blackout state to touch a live giant sea roach. So that tracks. Yeah, to touch a live giant sea. Yeah, that's what they are, right? Like,
basically, yeah.
Like those low down on the ground. They're basically like, yeah, like she said, sea roaches. They're roaches,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, they just eat waste and shit on the ocean floor.
And that's why they taste
so
good.
So do shrimp and crabs are on the ocean floor too.
Same thing with why, like, swine tastes good, because it's flavored with all the bullshit it eats.
Probably, yeah, they'll eat fucking anything.
Yeah, so, like, basically, those animals are sort of like walking jambalaya, if you will, of sorts. Even though shrimp is an ingredient in jambalaya, whatever.
It's not that big of a deal to cook them, though.
Nah. Yeah. But I need the tail off.
Yeah, you're a brat about that.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my god.
I will not. I won't get shrimp with the tail on.
No, I thought they were alive. You just boil them. It's not like.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that to them. That's cold game.
But you'll eat them after someone else did it?
Just seems kind of greasy to just be like, alright, this is how you're gonna die. I'd rather just cut their fucking head off. Isn't that better? It's better, right? Cut their head off.
Okay.
There's a vegan listening. Like, it's all inhumane. And well, that's not a human, so go fuck yourself.
Vegans. Florida women. Women in Florida.
Oh, this is the one that I teased on the morning wine cellar.
Oh, is it about the dog?
I just know that you said multiple people, so there's three women involved, right?
Two.
Oh, I thought it was the one with three women.
No.
Where the hell is that one?
I don't know. I don't even know what one that is.
Oh, woman, what? You are black as hell.
What?
Black ass woman.
Police have identified and arrested two Florida women accused of stealing a service dog from a Vietnam veteran last month. The Osceola County Sheriff's Office responded to a call on October 28th that a Pomeranian service dog had disappeared without a trace. Its owner, a 76-year-old Vietnam veteran with post-traumatic stress disorder, unfortunately, the dog's owner, 67-year-old Joseph Hansen, died the day after his dog was taken.
He died of a broken heart.
Mm-hmm, he did.
Maybe you like the dog that much. It's not even like you had the dog your whole life. Dogs don't live that long. Like, if he was 67, what, he had to get the dog until, like, 62?
Yeah.
Maybe 55?
Not 55.
The dog did not exist for that much of your fucking life. Grow up. What's his name?
Joseph Hansen.
Joseph Hansen.
And he had another service dog. He had two service dogs, so, I mean, he still had the other one.
Wait, and they're service dogs.
Allegedly, which is weird, because I don't know Pomeranians to be service dogs, but I guess that's a thing.
Which ones are service dogs?
Usually, as far as I know, they're big dogs like German Shepherds and Labradors and shit. But Pomeranians are like those little, like, toy dogs. I didn't know those were service dogs as well.
If your service dog is a German Shepherd, I get to stand my ground. I'm shooting your fucking dog. That's why I don't have a gun, because you can't just go around shooting. No, yeah, you'll go to all the prison. Like, they'll literally just, for the rest of your life, you'll just get dropped off at each prison every day.
Probably.
Yeah.
Surveillance video shows one woman starting an altercation with the victim, while the other comes from behind, unleashes the dog named Kira, and walks off with her, according to a press release from the sheriff's office. Jennifer Gottschall, age 53, and Monique Kosser, age 51, were identified Wednesday after a tip from a, quote, concerned citizen led them to the pair. The Pomeranian Kira was found Monday and recovered in good health, police say. It's sad and we wanted to return his dog to him as soon as possible so he could be reunited with his family member. Nigga is a dog. And unfortunately, that didn't happen, Major Jacob Ruiz of the Osceola County Sheriff's Office said. Deputies have not provided details on where the dog was found. Gottschall and Kosser have been charged with grand theft, a third-degree felony, punishable by up to 5 years incarceration.
Grand theft?
Grand theft.
For a small dog?
Yes.
Grande it's theft.
One of these thingies. One of those little yipper-yappers.
Little schmicky flackles.
Yeah, one of the yipper-yapper dogs.
Oh, damn, that's way too bright for the camera. Oh, well. Penny Loco said, William No-Tail Jackson... And the jokes write themselves. You should have to listen to yourself for that.
Really?
What? What is it now, Miss Colored Ma'am?
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
All right, these are the facts.
Yes.
Oh, my shadow! Oh, just for a second, I thought that was a big fat black ghost!
Rusty.
Let me see. This is the one that I thought you had in there. Oh. I didn't even read because I...
Oh, yeah. I didn't even read that one yet.
Yeah. This is on the New York Post by...
It's fucking rabbit. Which is going to be good because The New York Post editorializes everything.
It's the article is by Jackie Solo, November 12th, 2018. Right now it is November 14th, 2018. And, Penny Loco said, that's it. We got to update these.
Yes, we do.
Oh, she's talking about her soundboard drops.
Yes.
Yeah, folks, that's Penny Loco in the archive chat space, displeased with her own soundboard drops. Hating on yourself. That is by far the greatest hater of all time, if you're really hating on yourself.
Really?
Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
All right, so we have a 34-year-old individual, a 63-year-old individual, and a 23-year-old individual. The 34-year-old is Megan Hargan, and she was arrested Friday.
Oh.
And what up?
Now you saw the ages, I'm like, shit, which one was the mugshot?
Oh, huh.
I was like, I don't know.
They do look like sisters. Damn, huh? Yeah. Okay, so you could tell who's the youthist.
Yeah, but I was like, between her and the one atop, I was like, which one is the victim and which one is the mugshot?
Yeah, the one that's 34 and the one that's 63, you really can't tell the difference. And that's kind of, that's mean. We're being shallow.
You know what, though? I wonder if there's, like, I don't know. We'll see if anything pops up in the story that would explain that.
All right. And Penny Loco has a better microphone now. Hey. I can dig shit. I might have to replace my microphone and cord after 14 motherfucker years. All right. Megan Hargan, the 34-year-old, was arrested on Friday in Monongalia County, West Virginia, for allegedly killing her mother, a 63-year-old, Pamela Hargan, and her sister, 23-year-old Helen Hargan.
Damn.
Megan, Pam, and Helen. And it was in a jealous rage. The arrest comes a day after she was indicted by a grand jury on two counts of first-degree murder. The Fairfax County police fellers, they said that the mother-daughter pair were shot to death on July 14th in 2017 in their home in McLean, Virginia. Both of them women's were found with gun wounds to the head that the overseers initially thought was the result of a murder-suicide. The detectives said they interviewed Megan, the 34-year-old, on two occasions and reconstructed the crime scene in order to determine how the victims died. The investigation also revealed the suspect attempted to fraudulently obtain money from their mother's account the day before the murders.
Wait, they attempted?
Revealed that the suspect, Megan, attempted to take it from her mother's account. But Megan has an aunt named Tammy. This is fantastic.
Oh, God.
This is a story about Megan, Pamela, Helen, and Tammy. Megan's aunt, Tammy North, said she believed from day one that her niece killed them. And Tammy North claimed that Megan was jealous that Pamela had bought a new home for her younger sister, Helen. I've known that it was coming, and now it's here, she told the news outlet WUSA about the recent murder charges. It was like it all blew up in your face. End quote. And that's the one where on the Morning Wine Cellar, I said, it looks like we have a white-on-white-on-white-on-white crime.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, with Tammy there to tell the story. Thank goodness for Tammy. Damn it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know what? We know who Megan is now, because that's definitely a I'm pissed off I got caught mugshot.
It is.
Rocking a bubble coat. And yeah, you can see who the mother is. And yeah, she looks like the left-out child.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck, yo? Yeah, fuck Helen. Helen's an asshole. Helen favored one child over the other and got shot in the face for it. That's my commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Penny Loco. Okay, Penny Loco's there with a better microphone, better business bureau. Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's about it, ain't it?
I think so. I'm not quite ready to go into it because I have to, like, chop it up and edit it. But remember we covered the clown story where, like, someone dressed up as a clown and shot a woman in the face?
That was near where I lived in Florida.
Yeah. So yeah. There's an update on it, and they have a new suspect, and they're trying the lady who was dressed up as the clown for murder. Like, and they're trying to get death penalty.
Okay.
But somebody else admitted... Okay. So, all right. So, the actual story is a woman who was married to a guy who owned a car dealership was eating breakfast and someone knocked on her door with balloons dressed in a clown costume and shot her in the face and ran away. Okay. And that happened like 27 years ago. And then last year, I think, they figured that it was the woman who shot him was the secretary of the guy who owned the car dealership and they were having an affair. And after the wife was murdered, they got married. So they've been together for 27 years now. And they think this is the woman who killed the wife and so on and so forth. And now another guy who worked for him apparently gave a deathbed confession about all the crooked shit he used to do at the car dealership about like fucking up cars and like that Matilda shit, spitting the odometers back and whatnot. But one of the things he said was something about he knows where the clown costume was.
Harry Wormwood.
Harry Wormwood. And so he knows where the clown costume was and where the murder weapon was, and he gave a deathbed confession, so now they're looking for it. So there's going to be more news about this clown story. Hey!
Deathbed confession. That's fucking... That's like non-religious repenting.
Or is it religious repenting? Just in case.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I thought I was atheized, but now I'm about to die and I don't want to gamble it.
Right.
And gambling is a sin, so the last thing I'm gonna do is not gamble.
Basically. So yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what deathbed confessions are.
Police? Oh, you want me to cover that? Oh, what yeah. The fuck is this shit? What the fuck? And the San Francisco Gate?
We have to end on a happy note.
I go to the San Francisco Gate for serious stories.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Well, I don't.
Jesus. It's from today. This is fresh.
Fresher than the fries.
Can you link this in the show so I can get this in the web post for the episode?
Yes.
The link. So the San Francisco Gate got this information from the Associated Press. The police fellers are seeking a woman who pushed, punched, and choked a McDonald's manager because she wanted ketchup.
You were hungry.
Why is that not in the soundboard?
We should have that one in the soundboard.
Right? Because there is a lot of white-on-white crime in restaurants.
Right?
What the hell? I'm just noticing a Sofia Loco comment under one of the stories from 2 hours ago saying, what is the point if you still look like Gandalf's daddy?
Oh, yeah, we forgot to cover that one.
Somebody attempted to lower his age to 49.
He's arguing that he should be able to legally, like, lower his age on paperwork because it will make him more dateable.
Oh.
Yeah.
What if you just fucking don't lower your age, but how about you increase your charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent?
No.
All right, fine. Back to this situation. So we're in Santa Ana, California, and the police fellers out there, they say that this assault in the McDonald's took place around 11 in the p.m. on October 27th, and they're still looking? Give up!
Nope.
When the drive-thru customer entered the restaurant through an employee door and asked for a condiment. Fuck it, whatever. Video released by the police fellers shows the woman attack the manager after she was told she could not be in the building. Not that she couldn't have the ketchup, but that she just couldn't be on the other side of the counter. The footage shows other employees trying to help before a man, who the police fellers believe was with the suspect, ran into the restaurant, pulled the woman off of the manager, and the pair left. And that's it, because they're still looking for her.
Yeah.
Over ketchup?
Ketchup.
She was mad about something else that man did. That's the story behind the story.
You know that it was him.
What the fuck did he do that had her already pissed off that made her release the McWrath?
What if she was blacked out drunk?
Blacked out? Now I want to see the camera. Was the man black? Was he slipping this white woman Hennessy and tricking her into doing nigger things?
Oh, so it's pulling an Honoré.
Honoré Brown. Mr. Sir. Don't make me battle X-rated. I will win. I'm nicer than you. All right. I think that'll be about that right there. Yeah, so more stuff on the soundboard. White-on-white crime. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, and it should come out the Wine Cellar Media Fund to replace this here microphone and cord so that I don't have to fucking babysit it all episode and go back and make goofy fucking bullshit edits at the end of it, which I hope I don't have to make. I hope I was loud enough that your microphone picked up those F-ups.
We'll see.
Yep. All right. And that, oh wait, Facebook's live. I gotta get rid of you. Get the hell on out of here. Wait, what's that say there? Penny Loco said, it's killing me. Oh wait, no, that's not Penny Loco. Oh, that's April Loco. I've been seeing April Loco around the Facebook sometimes. I think I commented on some of April's posts. All right, y'all niggas. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.